Aaron Schust to God Alone, WWIV 4 Tunes, taking us up to First Thoughts with Dr. Jason Cairns, 38 degrees on this a Thursday, the 15th of April, as we talked about yesterday. It's not tax deadline day. That is actually May 17th this year. But some people are teachers' pet, and they got their taxes done at the end of January.
Yes, I've heard about people like that.
Yeah.
It's good to get it out of the way.
You know what, though? I mean, and this will lead into our conversation this morning. I mean, it's just like not only procrastination, but tardiness. I can think of two different events yesterday. And you can always make excuses, and us procrastinators who frequently, I don't speak for other procrastinators, but it seems like if you're laid back, you can also be laid back in terms of time. And I can think of two gatherings yesterday that I was late for. And then the Holy Spirit just gets your attention like, yeah, so what's underneath that, Alvo? And I think it's character development. And then there's the thought that goes, man, at 56, shouldn't I have this figured out already?
Yeah, I can hear that. You know, it's interesting for me. I often have felt the opposite. If I'm not early for something, I'm not on time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I think that can come up out of symptoms of anxiety. And certainly early on when Heather and I were married, she was much more lackadaisical about time than I was.
Uh-huh.
And it would make me upset. And again, I think we each have different character issues that we can work toward. So.
Yeah. Well, that is interesting. Different sides of the coin. Yeah. Well, here is the quote, and I had it up from Larry Crabb. I posted it on my Facebook page, and I said, yes, 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 I totally believe this. Jason Cairns, this is what we're talking about on WIB tomorrow morning. This is the quote from, again, what's your favorite Larry Crabb book?
Becoming a True Spiritual Community,
yeah. All right.
Which was formerly titled The Safest Place on Earth.
And here's the quote. And let me just read the first paragraph, because there's so much in that. It says, everything in spiritual community is reversed from the world's order. It's our weakness, not our competence, that moves others. Our sorrows, not our blessings, that break down the barriers of fear and shame that keep us apart. Our admitted failures, not our paraded successes, that bind us together in hope. Let's just stop there. I want to get your reaction on that.
Yeah, so reading through that again, I read through it a couple times this morning, and even now, you know, there seems to be this real disconnect, because I believe what Larry is writing there, but it seems like so much of what we see in contemporary society shouts the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like so much of what we see is, you know, really celebrate how successful, how amazing you are.
And not just in the social media
world.
Yeah, keep going.
So,
yeah.
Well, I was going to say, even in the social media world, that's the case.
Not just society. The thing that, again, I say this respectfully, but in the Christian community, in the Christian mm-hmm. culture, in the church, we don't, there's no end to our loving strength finders and the people who are successful and celebrity, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, and I think many pastors, I suspect many Christian leaders face this, this internal pressure, maybe external pressure, to build larger churches, develop more awesome sermons, have better music. And so they really point out, I think, the ways in which they've been blessed, the ways in which they're really doing wonderfully. And, you know, I think we sometimes become suspicious of sharing things that make us sad, things that make us afraid, things that make us ashamed.
Yeah. Well, and it just is to me, when I think about sermons that I remember, there's one I particularly remember from an Eau Claire pastor who's moved on elsewhere. But the fact is that when he talked about being a workaholic and the difficulties it had in his marriage, I remember that sermon. I mean, to me, I get closer to people when they and I share their weaknesses. As you and I have got closer and closer, it's what does it mean? It's being more vulnerable with each other, right?
Right. I think we reveal more of our true self. I think mm-hmm. we reveal more of who we actually are when we're willing to be open and honest about those things. Because I think it's shared human experience. The, mm-hmm. the reality is these images, these false selves that we project mm-hmm. aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to come to a place where we can invite at least a small number of people in to say, here's who I really am. Here are my insecurities. Here are the ways that I'm struggling.
Yeah.
And I think you and I have moved in that direction. But it's certainly moving against the tide of culture, I think.
Yeah. Let's take up the second paragraph of that tomorrow, because that's interesting. And in fact, even a picture that is on the cover of your book, Living in the Larger Story, ties in very much with that next chapter, that next paragraph there. So,
all right. Perfect.
Thank you, Jason. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good buddy, Jason Kanz, jasoncanz.com. And notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Check that out. You can get the book, the devotions, again. Learn more, jasoncanz.com. All right. All right. Well, I've got to think adrenaline and also, kind of a mixture for you, I would imagine, because so busy and you're halfway here in the dispersal of these tips, right?
Yeah. Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. Again, thank you, every single one of you who prayed for this, is praying for this campaign, and who gave so, so generously. And just to recap, we started off with $3,660 in our online tip jar, and said, would you all, the WWIB family, match it? And not only did you match it, you exceeded it. We ended up with almost $13,000 to give away as surprise big tips to local restaurants. So yesterday was day number two. We started out, Havel, you were along, great mm-hmm. breakfast at Randy's Family Restaurant in Eau Claire.
It became my late breakfast and my lunch. It was so, the omelet and the
hash
browns. I had
a free egg Denver omelet,
yeah.
And it looked like a Dagwood sandwich. It was so big and thick. And then their hash browns are phenomenal,
right.
Some wheat toast. It mm-hmm. was so, so good. And we were able to chat with Amy there and bless them with a tip. And, of course, I know that's all distributed out throughout their staff, and just a nice, busy, welcoming place at Randy's. And I hadn't been for a while. And my goodness, every single one of these restaurants, it's, well, now I've got to go back, because it was and got to bring my family as well. That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you to Randy's for the great breakfast. After that, we scooted up to Chippewa and we went through the drive-through of 4:30 a.m. Coffee House. So Betsy was with Betsy from Evenings, and she said, okay, I'm going to, with her physician's weight loss, she said, I can still drink coffee, but I have to have a more complicated coffee order. So she gave them a pretty complicated coffee order with, again, different sweeteners and things like that that would work on the physician's weight loss plan, and they nailed it. She said it was fantastic. And I brought back one of their refreshers. Watermelon cucumber refresher. And I think they have some with acai and three different flavors there too. And so we talked with Teresa, who was our server at the window there. She was just mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah, she was
and,
great.
We were able to bless them with a tip, along with our friends from Marquardt Motors riding along there.
Craig.
And so after that, then we turned out on Highway 29 and went out west. And we went to Los Cobos in Menominee.
Hmm.
Wonderful Mexican restaurant that I had not been to before. And they give you not only the salsa, but also like that ranch type of dip as well, with the chips that were crispy, fantastic. Michelle and Betsy and I ate there. And again, they were so accommodating, because Betsy said there's certain things I can and can't eat. And so they made up something for her that fit her plan, and she loved it. And Michelle and I were twinsies. We got the chimichangas for their lunch special with the cheese sauce and nicely crispy, because they're fried, and so, so good. And our server was Carlos. And if you check out that video on our Facebook page, again, all of these on the WWIB Radio Facebook page, but that was just great. He just said, are you serious? When we handed him the money, and he said, are you serious? And we said, yes, we are. And again, to be able to tell people this, mm-hmm. friends, to be able to say, we have listeners that love you, and they may not be from Menominee. They may be from some other part of the state, of the wide listening area, but mm-hmm. but they love you and they want to bless you. And so that was wonderful. And then our final stop of the day was at A Little Slice of Italy in Colfax. And that video just posted to the WIB Facebook page a few minutes ago. And so we met Annie, the owner. We got amazing food there. So Michelle said, you have to try the garbage pizza, which is, you talk about heft in a pizza box. It was so heavy trying to carry that thing out. Michelle was kind enough. She was bringing some home to her family, but shared some. My wife said it was phenomenal. Late at night, I got back, and I even warmed it up a little bit and tried a bite. great, great pizza. And then I brought home for my family a gyro, which was just stuffed with lamb meat and cucumber sauce. Incredible. And honestly, I thought maybe the star of the show was their dessert pizza. My kids loved it. You warm it up in the microwave just a little bit too, because again, it took me a bit to get that back home. It was so, so phenomenal with kind of the cinnamon sugar. I know if Susan were here, she'd be all over that, the cinnamon sugar topping. So, that was maybe my favorite reaction of all from yesterday was Annie's. And some wonderful, happy tears, able to give her a hug. And just she said, this is too much. This is too much. And I said, no, it's not, because there's people who love you and care about you. And she talked about the fact that there was an initial surge of support, but then things kind of did drop off a bit too. And she said their community has been great. But again, it's easy sometimes to say, well, I've done my part, and then maybe move on. And so just a little reminder that we can keep on supporting our locals. So I know we've dragged on a bit here, but just wanted to give that recap of all the places we went yesterday. Thanks to you, Wib family. Thank you. We are so grateful.
And when will the video of that fourth stop from yesterday be hitting?
That just posted.
Okay, it did.
So,
okay.
Three were posted from yesterday. Three were posted yesterday evening. And then right after 7, one posted this morning. So they're all up from yesterday.
All right, we'll try to do the same thing we did yesterday morning. We're at 8:15. We bring you back some of the audio from some of those other ones. You said thanks to you. Remind me of this tune from Stephen Curtis Chapman and Jeff Moore. Thanks to you, Wib listeners. You know, there are different ways to say you're sorry, and you know, and it matters. It matters how you communicate that to really express that you're really genuine and sincere, don't you think?
Absolutely. And honestly, I'll get us off track just from the get-go. I was thinking, depending on what part of the state you're from, there's different ways of saying sorry as well, too. Because like you and Paul from where you are in the state say sorry, and I say sorry, and it's totally different in Canada as well, too. So anyway, just getting us completely off kilter.
Yeah, right.
But back to what we're actually speaking about here. There was a study done recently, Havo, about, again, six ways of what does sorry actually look like when it's followed by repentance and trying to make amends?
Yeah. So first of all, the University of Ohio coming out with this, they say an expression of regret. Think, I truly wish I'd thought first before saying that nasty comment about your hair, or I feel so bad about having offended you or stood you up or let you down. I can't believe I broke your favorite coffee mug. So there's a real genuineness there.
Yeah, number two in these six steps that they say for an effective apology, some explanation of where things went wrong. For instance, they say, I didn't realize that you were sensitive about that issue. I thought you'd find it funny. I knew I was going to be late, so I misguidedly assumed it was better not to show up at all. That seems like a bad idea. Or I was trying to clean it for you, but it fell on the floor in the process. Again, so what went wrong? Say what you did.
The beginning part of that first example you gave, I didn't realize, like, what doesn't work is to just say, I'm sorry you felt that way.
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't work. Here's another, the point three of the six, how to apologize correctly. An acknowledgement of your responsibility in the matter, like, I messed up. I mean, I think that is very embraceable, right?
Yep.
I was wrong about blank. I owe you an apology. That's really good.
Number four, and this, again, absolutely critical for an effective apology, a declaration of repentance, a.k.a. some signal that you say, I'm not going to make this mistake again, because it's not just, well, sorry, you were offended by that, but it's, no, you were hurt by that, and I caused that hurt, and I won't do it again. So, for instance, I'll arrive early next time, or avoid making plans on days where my schedule stretches me too thin, or I'm not going to say things like that. I'm not going to open my mouth and say unkind things like that to you again. Repent.
Yeah, just a couple more. An offer to repair. Try something like, I'd like to make it up to you by taking you out to dinner, helping you move, or I'd like to buy you a new mug, etc.
And finally, six things for an effective apology, a request for forgiveness. Ask for it. Say, I need it. Would you please forgive me?
Good stuff.
Right?
I got to write these down and keep it in my wallet.
Mend a relationship today. Maybe it's what you needed to hear.
I'll tell you what, relationships, that's what matters. All right, well, Caleb, you and I, Paul, and Caroline did something the four of us had never done before, had breakfast together at Randy's in Eau Claire yesterday, and WEAU dropped by as well, and it's part of their whole report on Wisconsin's biggest tip jar.
Yeah, and we appreciated Phoebe Murray, wonderful reporter there, and she just kind of took and ran with this story of Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And the goal of letting them know about that was just to say, hey, could this spur on others to love their local restaurants and their servers, their wait staff well, and love more in their own communities and go beyond even what we are blessed to be able to do with this campaign.
Yeah, in case you missed it, we want to share it with you right now on WIB.
A radio station in Chippewa Falls started a fundraising challenge to surprise local restaurants hit hard by the pandemic. The goal is to give those restaurants a generous tip. WEAU's Phoebe Murray was there for two of WWIB's 16 planned stops across West Central Wisconsin.
This is for your staff today. You can go ahead and open that up.
So this is for you today. You can open that up here.
WWIB Radio Chippewa Falls, together with Marquardt Motors and other local businesses, challenged their listeners to fill Wisconsin's biggest tip jar.
We started off with $3,660 in our tip jar from our generous sponsors, and then we asked our listeners, would you match this?
Giving listeners 5 days to do it. The station ended up with nearly $13,000 to give back to local restaurants and wait staff who were adversely affected by the closures and restrictions of the past year.
We're stopping at local restaurants, we're trying out their food, and just telling them how important they are to our Wisconsin economy, and then leaving behind a big tip to surprise and bless them.
The fifth stop of 16 to come in 4 days, a fourth generation restaurant, Brandy's in Eau Claire.
Especially for those who depend on tips for a living, we want to step up to the plate and give them something special.
Co-owner Amy Hope says the past year has been a whirlwind, but is starting to notice an uptick in people tipping as their regulars slowly return.
We're very thankful for that because we do, our staff, you know, that's their wage. Is a lot of it depends on the tipping, so we're very thankful for that.
Promotions director Caleb Swenson went on to hand Cope $1,000. He says he's grateful to be using the platform at the station for good.
We're a Christian radio station. We call it being the hands and feet of Jesus. We want to love other people like we've been loved.
And for giving back.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Phoebe Murray, WEAU 13 News.
The hope is these acts of kindness will inspire others in the community to also pay it forward.
Great job by WEAU. Great job, Caleb.
You know what? Again, I just wanted to salute Phoebe for putting that package together and going along with us. And it was great to be able to see again beyond. We know not everyone listens to this station. We wish they did.
Yeah.
But just to be able to expand our reach with this, too. So the goal is to give back and to love others profusely. Mm-hmm. And so thank you again to them for the great coverage yesterday. And we're, like you mentioned earlier, we're just at halftime here. And starting out, I'm actually ditching you in about 15 minutes here to start off on again, the final eight stops, four more today, Lord willing.
Are you going to say what direction you're going?
No, I want them to be surprised.
Okay, very good. All right, we're gonna have some fun here, Michelle and Betsy and Halva with you. The WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb's heading out to where will the ninth stop be of the 16?
I know 16? Where it is. Yeah. I do too.
right. Well, we know. But yesterday, some of us stopped at Randy's. That was the first. WEAU was there, and we've played that report twice this morning at 6:45 and 8:15. We'll include that audio in the podcast, but also you can catch it at the. And now, on the WIB Facebook page, we did have the initial, like, written report, but now we've got posted as well, the audio, right?
Right. So, when you click on the written report, it does start to play the audio, too.
Gotcha. So, yeah. All right. So the second stop yesterday, Craig Geisler from Marquardt was with Caleb as they stopped at the 4:30 coffee house. None of us were with. You were along for that one. Okay,
yes,
you had kind of a tricky drink order, I guess, huh?
I am, with coffee, and especially now that I'm on this Physicians Weight Loss Center. My coffee has to be a little bit tricky to order.
Mm-hmm. Well,
boring,
very good.
And no sugar.
Oh, it can be really good, especially there because they have a lot of different sugar-free syrups.
Okay. Hey, weight loss success isn't boring, right, Betsy?
No, it is not.
Over 30 pounds worth. All right, this is what the 4:30 coffee house stop sounded like.
We've got Craig from Marquardt Motors here, and so they helped our radio IB do something called Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar. And so what we asked our listeners, along with that sponsor money that started us out, we said, would you guys give us some funds so that we can bless people with something a little bit extra? And so Craig's got something here for you today.
Well, Marquardt Motors, I want to thank everybody. And you guys were one of the organizations we chose for the largest chip jar.
So this is for you today. You can open that up here.
Thank
you so much.
Absolutely. And again, we wanted to bless you guys and your staff with just a little something extra and let you know that everybody around here, our local places, our bars, our restaurants, our coffee houses, you're so vital and you're seen, you're not forgotten. You guys are loved, and we just wanted to make sure that you knew that today.
Thank you.
So, love the dramatic music too.
Right,
it's so beautiful.
I love it.
And again, you can catch the full video of that one as well as so many of the others. I guess all eight are up right now at the WWIB Facebook page. So now this next one, this is a stop in Menominee, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
Los Cobos.
Okay, and so this is a Mexican restaurant.
It is, and it is my daughter and I's favorite.
All right. And now, who is the gentleman Kayla's speaking to here?
Carlos.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of a language barrier, but not too much. And it doesn't matter because he knew the language of Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and he knew why we were there, and he totally got it. And when he came to the part in the video where, are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a
let's listen to it.
We stopped by today just to be able to tell our listeners at WWIB how much we enjoy eating here and encourage them to come. And also, we did something last week. We call it Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar. And so we had some great business sponsors and challenged our listeners as well to match some funds in an online tip jar so that we could come out and eat at local places and give you a little bit more than a usual tip. So we've got something a little extra here for you. You can open that up. This is for you today. We just wanted to bless you today and give you a little something extra. So go ahead.
Thank
and
you very much. Through, so. Oh my God.
This is for you today, Carlos.
It's gonna be you.
Absolutely. We just wanted to let you guys know that you're loved. You're a great local restaurant, and we just want to be a blessing to you. And our listeners made this possible. They gave all this money so that we could pass it along.
Oh my God, I don't know what to say. So thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it. I mean,
you are
like,
very welcome.
Wow.
God bless you, my friend.
Hey, God bless you too, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you for all this. I mean, I don't know.
You're very welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
You're great welcome. Today.
Kind of overwhelmed, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yes. It doesn't ever get old. It doesn't.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't.
No. I have chills.
Yeah. I know. And then finally, I really love the reaction. Little slice of Italy in Colfax. Now, who is the woman he's talking to here?
Annie. And I haven't seen this video yet, but
okay.
I was there, so I know what happens. This is from my hood, so I was in Colfax for a lot of years, and so I know this particular restaurant. She kind of recognized me, but she didn't know what was going to happen.
And she had said earlier, I believe, that, again, we're to give you the final minute of it, but that there have been some tough times during this pandemic.
Yep.
So give
and
this.
One thing that she had said was, in the beginning, the community, I don't know if this is on video because I haven't seen it, but in the beginning, the community had given bigger tips and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of died off after a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
give this a listen.
We did something as a radio station with a lot of great sponsors and listeners, and the challenge from last week, we called this Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar, and we said we can't forget about our locals, and so we started off with some matching funds, and we asked our listeners if they would give so that we could go to local restaurants and give a little bit bigger tip than normal, because we actually didn't tip yet on our order, so we wanted to give this to you today.
Oh my goodness.
You can open this here, just a little something extra to let you guys know that you're very much loved.
Oh my goodness, thank you. This is way too much.
It's not. It's not at all, because again, you're loved, and we want you to know that you're not forgotten about, and you're seen and you're heard, and there are people out there who you might not meet, but they love you and they care about you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, there's some jitters.
Now come out and get that garbage pizza.
Yes.
Come get garbage pizza. Thank you.
Oh, what a great reaction.
It was, yeah.
Annie in...
Mission accomplished.
Little slice of Eddie in Colfax. So tell me why you love the garbage pizza.
It has everything on it. Green olives. You never get green olives on any...
Okay.
You know, everything on it pizza. But I don't know how much that thing weighs. Maybe 10 pounds.
Oh,
it's really heavy.
That's what you ordered?
Yes.
That's
I took that home to my family.
All right. Yeah. Terrific. Well, that sounds fantastic. This is just so good. And we're only halfway through.
I know.
We've got
know.
Eight more. And so tomorrow we'll be reliving it. Go to the WIB Facebook page. Michelle, I think you've done a great job. You've been sharing these not only, but on your own personal page.
Right.
I want to follow your example there and just give people that opportunity. So thank you, Betsy and Michelle. Appreciate it.